Hello again. This is George E. Ridgway, Jr. This podcast is about my fifth-generation grandmother, Anne McGee. The things I'm about to tell of Anne McGee are valid as far as I know. If I have noted something that is not true, please let me know in this blog, and I will review it and correct it if need be. Thank you. Anne McGee was John Ridgway's second wife after Mary Ann Cooper. According to records in Peoria County, Illinois, Anne and John got married on July 5, 1832. It is believed that she was only 15 years old when she married John. She didn't have their first child, Melinda, until she was 21 in 1837. She had six children by John, although it seems confusing when you view the censuses. I believe that she was taking care of John's first family during the first 5 years of marriage. They would have ranged from 1 to 12 years of age. I can't imagine Anne wanting to raise more youngins at that time. When John died, Anne was left with John's first children, who were mostly on their own, and their children, with Melinda being 15, Jonathan was 7, Rebecca was 6, Ezra just turned 3, and Barzilla was an infant. John left Anne a considerable amount of acreage in his will. It's all outlined in John Ridgway, 1797, 1852, podcast number 3. Anne could not write her name, and she had no skills with which to snag a job. Plus, during that time, women did not take employment. And Anne did the only thing a woman could do then. She snagged a new husband. Anne married Edward Purcell, May 6, 1854. She would have been 38 years old. Ed was a brave fellow to take on a widow with that many children. Mary Purcell was born in 1857, and her brother Thomas Purcell was born in 1859. Edward Purcell died in 1870. Anne was left alone again with two more mouths to feed. We see Anne in many censuses living with her sons, her daughters, and her in-laws. She appeared to be active in church. She was a midwife who delivered some of her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. It appears that Anne married one more time to a Jacob Kratz or Kratz. I have always admired Anne McGee Ridgway Purcell Kratz. I have no records for her, no birth certificate, no marriage certificate, and no death certificate. Throughout her whole life, she seems to be a strong partner of whomever she was married to, and as a single woman, she was often the head of house. What little I do know about her gives me the sense that she was very important to her children and grandchildren. There are rumors that she was part Cherokee Indian, though through one or both of her parents. I have not been able to substantiate that. She had to be one of those early pioneers with true grit to have moved to an area of Illinois that had yet to be developed. It was not an easy task to help John raise his kids and establish a home in the wilderness. It makes me proud to know that her genes may be part of my makeup. Until next time, good day and keep on searching.